or climb up sailor-like in quick alarm, or drop down upon the ground and ply a score of nimble legs to save one life. High up, in the steeple of an old church, far above the light and murmur of the town, and far below the flying clouds that shadow it, it is the wild and dreary place at night. And high up in the steeple of an old church dwelt the chimes I tell of. They were old chimes, trust me, centuries old. These bells had been baptized by bishops so many centuries ago that the register of their baptism was long lost, long before the memory of man, and no one knew their names. They had had their godfathers and godmothers, these bells. For my own part, by the way, I would rather incur the responsibility of being godfather to a bell than a boy, and had their silver mugs, no doubt, besides. But time had mowed down their sponsors, and Henry VIII had melted down their mugs, and now they hung, nameless and mugless, in the church tower. Not speechless, though, far from it. They had clear, loud, lusty-sounding voices, had these bells, and far and wide they might be heard upon the wind. Much too sturdy chimes they were, to be dependent upon the pleasure of...